Hi everyone, this is podcast number 5. I'll get it right. Of this is my lad's resort. I'm Luke.
I'm Chuck.
How did you do that on purpose?
I'm Lee.
I'm Gary.
Glitter.
Oh, tonight's going to be a good one, lads.
Yeah. What are we drinking anyway?
Oh, we are drinking Ty's National Special Rum, Sang Som. It is 40% proof. 70 litres will cost you about between 16 and 17 quid.
70 litres? 70 cl?
That's what I meant.
70 litres.
On Amazon.
Fuck it up.
And it is a proper tasty sipping rum.
Sipping rum.
Yeah, it's doing my cold.
Well, it's sipping rum, unless you're Gaz and you just fucking
neck it,
yeah.
Because Gaz is now a rum connoisseur.
No, Gaz is up your arse. That's how it reasonably likes
I'm
rum.
I'm up your arse, you're his shadow.
Exactly.
So he's going through you to get Tim.
I don't want him going through me, he's too big. Again.
In frame, but not in shaft.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Stole that weight or break me.
I will break his cock.
Snap you like a twig.
Boy.
Anyway.
Snap what?
Fucking
sound effects have started.
There we go. Oh, what have we been up to then this week, lads?
Have we had a couple of weeks out?
Yeah, we've had.
Sorry for my high pitched voice, everyone, but I don't give a fuck what any on your thing.
Yeah, we've had some negative feedback on Chuck's voice. We
you
thought
don't sound
about
posh at all.
Yeah,
I don't sound posh, do I?
We've basically not done a podcast for the past 2 weeks because we've been thinking whether to axe Chuck from it or not.
Wow. That's a
bit off.
No, that's...
Yeah, we tried to get Gary Monk in, but he was too busy apparently, so we'll stick with Chuck.
Drafted me in.
I've just been busy with work commitments, you know, because we're working
done a lot,
guys.
I've done a lot of nights, and I did say to the lads, do one way, aren't they? But they said, I'm that integral to the pod.
Oh, because nobody knows
the glue that bonds this group together. So they said, no, we can't possibly do it, Gary Monk. I mean, Chuck. So, yeah, we've all been dead busy, though, haven't we?
Yeah, apart from Gary. Gary's not. You've been to a spa. That's not busy, is it?
I've been to a
fuck
spa.
Me, you've been to a spa.
You've been to a spa.
No, I haven't been yet.
Woo!
This weekend.
Oh, it was a wedding you went to.
I went to a wedding.
That at a spa, though?
What the fuck?
No, hotel and spa or something.
Leisure centre. Not leisure centre, but leisure kind of thing.
Leisure spa. I'm sure it said spa when you checked it on Facebook.
Derbyshire Hotel. Leisure somewhere. I don't know.
Have a fucking look on your phone.
I'm not Google.
Guys, I can't find out where you've been.
I just don't know where it's from.
You can go on your phone and see where you can...
Did you stay for night?
No.
Well,
cost on about fucking spas. I had a rather interesting week. It started off with me handing my notice in at my workplace Monday morning, which was rather an interesting thing to do.
I did the tech it.
Good. There's that many changes.
They thought they threw a party.
Yeah, that's when I'm leaving. They're throwing a party next day. No, it's... they understand my reasons for wanting to leave. They can't deny them why I want to leave. So it's been 4 years. I love my actual job. It's just certain reasons I'm leaving. And I'm moving on to greener, newer pastures. We're top notch. Is a sand boss, hopefully, and a lot of money. So I'm happy.
Pastures new. You say the grass is not always greener, but hopefully it will before you leave.
Thank you.
See, I can be nice. We can be nice to Lee. Me and Lee, it was famously sort of fall out in our little lads chat. And I don't think we fall out. I do love you, Lee. It's just, I'll admit, I was very sensitive last week. I did say that bad. But we're not getting into it on here, but yeah, we're all right. Contrary to what other people may think. Oh, contrary, oh, we're posh. Fuck off, everyone.
Anybody else have an interesting week?
No, I've not. Not really, I've done that all.
So, what you've done this week then, Luke?
No.
What are you doing?
What
are you touching him for?
Go on,
because I want to, don't get jealous.
Well, then remind him what he's been doing then this week.
I'm not bothered about telling everybody I've been on a training course. Yeah, fuck that. No, I'm not going to bore people to death with that.
Well, you bored us with fucking Snapchat, so your fucking name badge.
Well, wait till
I sent a photo with my name badge on.
Yeah, wrong way round.
You are.
It did.
Listen,
it was in a mirror.
It's still fucking better than sending a picture or a fucking cup of coffee that you said, oh, best coffee ever. I
AMC.
whoa. Best don't call coffee. That coffee.
What, Ardra vending machine?
No. At Sheffield.
I'm glad you'll never get to drink that.
Who says I'm never going to get it? Don't.
You don't need to go there again, do you?
Why would you do that to me?
God.
It's a cup of coffee. Coffee's wank. Right.
Ooh. Right. Well, ooh. Any of you guys that are coffee connoisseurs,
I've got your back there, Chuck.
Let's get this on Twitter and shut these fuckers down. Because, you know, you need...
all our 17 Twitter, followers.
We've got Facebook page now.
Oh, we've got Facebook. Chuck, what's his Facebook?
This is My Lad Resort podcast.
Yeah, there you go. See, I said it in a deeper voice.
This is...
I like how you threw your voice.
There's a shop. Basically... Going into these hospitals in Sheffield, a couple of these hospitals have got a chain called AMT. And they, in my opinion, they piss all over Costa, Starbucks.
Is it because it's cheaper?
Well, it is a bit cheaper. Do you want fancy cakes? Yeah, no, but I get a discount with my card. And it is a quality, quality coffee.
Is your hand about that big?
Well, because I'm holding my camera up to get, you know, photogenic crap.
So he has a shot of coffee then?
No, I don't have a shot of coffee.
So it's an Americana then?
It's Americano with milk. It's just a normal white coffee. I only say that because I used to get larger cups with that. You don't get them anymore. And it's 180.
See, Lee reckons he loves coffee, but he had some of Stu's coffee when we went up.
That word coffee.
It's
that
called
was not
contactless coffee.
It were contactless with flavour. It was disgusting.
Well, all coffee is.
No.
And the only tea you should be drinking. Stop giving me when I come here, Lee. PG tips wank.
Wait, I've got three boxes to use up for you.
Get through them.
Throwing tea bag two on them, all right. Like I made one the other day and you admitted it were nice. That.
To be fair, drink cold coffee.
I've never tried coffee because I hate smell it, but I've had a coffee revel on accident once and it was fucking horrible.
Fucking playing roulette with them. It's a mind game.
You're taking your life in your hands eating revels.
I love revels, but then you're like, you're dribbling into them.
Just enjoy them.
Just in case you get an orange one.
No, I like orange, but I get anxious because orange and coffee have similar shape.
Yeah. And you squeeze them just a little bit. That's a soft one.
Yep, that's orange, that's coffee. No.
What? How did you do with that? You were sticking your tongue out.
Yeah, taste it.
Oh, I'm so glad we're not filming. Yo, wait till oh, guys, that's another thing we are going to look into. We are going to be looking into filming this.
Yeah, and putting it on YouTube.
But Gaz's face will obviously have to be pixelated sensitive for child protection.
I've got clean DBS.
Well, we all have. We've all worked in that field. So.
I have. I've just done my mind.
I've got.
Oh yeah, yeah. So mine. I've got to have all mine sorted again.
Yeah.
Right. So no.
Definitely failed.
So everybody's had an interesting week. Yeah. Anybody got what we want to talk about?
I've had
for these guys.
I've had coronavirus this week.
You've had what? Coronavirus.
I've had it this week. I've been poorly. You've been poorly quite a lot lately, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, my chest and my throat and that. It's fucking shit.
Mine started last week with sore throat. It were right bad, and then it's like weight coming over with waves of heat. And I did my temperature because I was at work. Went to clinic and did my temperature, and it was like 38.6. And I'm like, is it meant to be that high? She was like, you shouldn't even be here while it's that high. But I stayed, kept getting like paracetamol, ibuprofen, just kept going like hot sweats, and then it was like went to me like all congested. Then it went to my chest, and but like today it's just snotty. I don't feel, I had that weak feeling as well, not like weak. I mean like
proper
where
weak.
Like a fucking wet. Let's just stand up and open the door.
I think you'll probably end up dying of a cold. And
fucking
like,
prick.
They'll do an autopsy and find out you've got AIDS, and that's why cold's killed you.
You bastard. But no, I do feel better now. Thanks. I've got right AIDS meds.
As long as you're better, Mark Fowler, all right. Fucking hell. wow. Come on, Lee. Tell us about your new diet that you're doing.
Oh yeah. Thanks to Luke, and because he's into Joe Rogan podcast. Which I've started watching now.
I knew about the diet you're doing before that.
And it's been about, I mean, back in years ago, it was called...
It's nothing like the Atkins diet, it's similar.
So, and it's similar to Atkins diet, but it's the carnivore diet. So I watched these podcasts, and I watched a lot of podcasts, not just Joe Rogan, a lot of others. I've read a lot of documentation. Luke added me to a few pages on Facebook regarding it, and I've read up. Yeah, it's a very interesting thing, how it can cure illnesses and conditions. So I thought, if Joe Rogan's getting it 2 months, isn't he?
No, 1 month. He's done it from January.
No, but he says it's 2 months. He's doing it 2 months.
No.
He did.
Did he?
Yeah.
I thought he was only doing it.
No, no, no. He's done a month now, but he's doing a 2 month.
Is he? Oh, right.
So, but he eats a lot of elk, because he's American, obviously. And he eats a lot of game. He eats a lot of game meat, which is not fat enough. Excuse me, I'm going to belch soon. There you go.
Fuck's sake.
And then,
smells like cum.
Yours, Gaz.
Why is he going to give it to her?
Yeah, so I thought... I thought Luke passed it on to me. So basically, I thought from Monday, I got into it Sunday heavily, so I went shopping Sunday, and I bought a load of meat, and I'm trying it, so it's my second day in. I've only had 2 coffees per day, with a very short little splash of milk in.
So this is your second day? Second day. You won't feel the difference today, will you?
Well...
obviously, you're drinking...
That is Diet Coke with a very little amount of this rum in, so there's no sugar in that.
But are you going to cut fizzy pop and everything out completely?
We'll see, because I was talking this discussion about coffee. Should you have coffee? Should you not? Because it's a stimulant and yada. That group is so laid back. People just don't give a crap. They say, do what you want, mate. Just do, you know. Because somebody was saying, can you have this? Can you have this? Says, look, it's your life. Live it.
I suppose it is.
It's a way of life. It's not, you know, a strict diet.
Whatever diet you're doing, you can be as strict as you want or as lenient as you want.
Well, I don't have sugar in me. Because some said that they go through a sugar...
get sugar sickness.
Yeah, because they're not getting enough sugar and all that, the carbs, and it kicks in carb cravings. Well, I don't have a lot of sugar. I have a couple of sweeteners in my coffee. So my sugar levels have been low for the last 5 or 10 years.
Diabetes.
I do.
Well, yeah, I do it. It's you can imagine eating eggs all the time and the same kind of meat. But I mean, I've had salmon today, I've had steak today, I had sausages earlier, I had scrambled egg with a bit of bacon diced up in it.
Let's get... You see, Matt, sorry, Lee, in my posts I've been posting lately on Instagram, Crunch Food.
Yeah.
Crunch Food UK up on... Is it Sutton Road, up near Cockle?
Yeah.
Get your centre Crunch Food, banging. You'd like it up there. You get, like, double protein box.
How much?
Fucking
knew that. You knew that
was going to be first. Yeah. It's about 8 quid. So, like, you can have that other day, like, I'll get, like, you get a salmon fillet... Chicken sausages, then your base, so you can have. I had mixed mash, and then I had hot veg. And then the day other when I went before, I had chicken sausages, halloumi sticks, halloumi, that's two proteins.
Yeah.
Then I had their homemade slaw, and I had slaw, and the base, I forgot what I had. I might have to go back on Instagram and have a look. But then I had like sriracha sauce on it.
See, I thought when I saw you post it on Instagram, I didn't read it, I just thought Lisa had made it in. It's really nice, that.
I thought he made it, to be fair.
I am a decent cook, though, to be fair.
Just going to interject here and finish me off a bit. I'm going to get you out of the table, Luke. So I'm going to do it for a month, see where I stand, and then if I knock my diet pop on head and my coke, my coffee, then, yeah.
I had roast potatoes, by the way, everyone. Sorry on that other thing. Sorry.
Yeah, obviously, you know, if any of you are interested in doing the carnivore diet, if you look at Mark Bell on Instagram... He did the Bigger, Faster, Stronger documentary.
Still to watch that.
Yeah, and Jordan Peterson as well.
Watched him.
His daughter. Did she have like autoimmune disease or something? She had something, didn't
Extreme
she?
Arthritis, which brought on other stuff. So she had to have an ankle operation and a hip done.
Yeah.
And she had all these other immune... She's actually done a podcast with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
But it got a bit too... up for me.
I think they did these podcasts about... I know the Mark Bell podcast, that were last year, but the Jordan Peterson, I think it's probably over 18 months, 2 years now. So
I found this really interesting.
Someone, I can't remember. Jordan Peterson's done a few. He's a really interesting guy.
He's an intelligent guy. Yeah, educated. Not like us thick cunts.
He had an amazing argument with a feminist once and completely turned it around on her, so she looked stupid. But yeah, if any of you are interested in carnivore diet, Joe Rogan's put a little video up on his... on his Facebook and his Instagram and all that, and Mark Bell's put one on his Instagram. It's interesting.
For the range of diets out there, I mean, everybody's saying go eat lean now, eat green, so it's all vegan plant stuff based, now, and plant-based now. To just curveball, I mean, this diet, yes, it has been out a long time, but now predominantly they're saying it's Joe Rogan's brought the light to it.
Yeah.
Which is put on centre stage, which is one of the main reasons I'm trying it, because it's just a cat. I couldn't go a day without... If I go a day without eating meat, I feel...
Well, we've spoke about you doing the plant-based one and you were like, no, I love meat too much. So, obviously, carnivore one makes sense for you, but I don't... As much as I love a good fillet steak, but I don't think I could just chew on steaks two and three times a day all day. I'd have to have. I do love veg. I don't eat fruit.
Veg.
I don't like fruit. I like satsumas. That's the only fruit I like. I don't like fruit, but veg, they probably isn't a veg that I don't like.
See, I love broccoli. I love them all. Yeah. I love all the veg.
Brussels up there, one of my.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Banging. Yeah.
But I love that kind of. Like, I'm interested in your results and your findings and how you actually dealt with it, because for me to. Excuse me again. You just went straight into plant only. And for me to do that would have been actually, I couldn't have done that. So for you, Bear, you, because you did a version, didn't you,
Chuck?
It was just astounding that you just went, that. That's it.
Well,
then.
We did the same.
We're stubborn cunts, though, aren't we? So,
We're not stubborn enough to do marine diet, are you?
No, marine diet is a stupid
diet.
It is an
insanely stupid diet, but it has results.
No, I think that carnivore's stupid. It's not good for you. Do it again, Gaz.
What?
I said I nearly died. Why did you nearly die?
No, the carnivore.
Mate,
five days
into that, I physically couldn't work.
No energy, mate, on that
diet. I've got no energy at all. It's silly. I couldn't lift my tools up.
But you know, if everyone keeps rattling rice cubes, I'll go fucking wild. Just because we can hear it on that.
So what? It's we sophisticated men drinking rum,
isn't it? But the carnivore diet. The only thing that concerns me with carnivore diet is you're not getting your vitamins from your vegetables and stuff and fruit and that. But you could supplement that with multivitamins anyway. But it's the red meat. You know, when the
it's
saturated
a slow release
fat.
Meat into it,
yeah, the saturated fat and the cholesterol. That'd be the only things that would worry me.
Is there any proof in the fact that your body can't digest red meat for like longer than normal meat? Isn't it about a week?
No, I don't think it's true because I'd have to listen again.
You've got your lean
meats,
which is your chicken and your game meats. They do burn off quick. And your salmon is a quick burner, but like your red meats, it says it takes longer for your body to digest them. And disperse.
Some
the
red
nutrients.
Meats can be game as well.
Yeah, but there's no fat in them. That's what they were saying. There's not. It's fatty meats.
And it's all about like getting some ostrich burgers and stuff like that. Really tasty.
Yeah, mate, I'll eat
from like muscle foods and that. So they do good deals.
Yeah,
on
you know what I'd love to have? An ostrich egg with some fucking soldiers. That'd be right.
You need a loaf.
Yeah.
That we'll do that. And we'll film it. We'll find how much it is to get an ostrich egg. We'll cook it.
Has anyone got a pan big enough?
I have
to cook it.
Yeah.
Fucking massive.
We'll do it on a fire.
Yeah, we'll go camping and do it. Oh no, sorry, leave the bugs
like, here we go.
Kids, so
yeah, we went salmon fishing in the Yemen.
Favorite film. I think we should just live stream a podcast whilst watching salmon fishing in the Yemen.
We need
it's
to
been
do
some
it.
Like 8 years in making, hasn't it?
We keep bringing it all. We need to review it. And I haven't watched it, contrary to what Luke says.
So yeah, he's not watched it this year yet, but
this week
he's watched that as often as Gaz has watched The Notebook.
Fucking hell.
Quality film. I've never watched that. You don't want to either.
It's not so
bad. I've never watched
it. Oh, it's sad.
Have you watched it?
I have seen it.
I've never seen it.
You're lying, bastard.
No, honestly, I promise you.
What is
that
about?
Seen it.
What's
that
about?
I don't want to ruin it for you. It's Ryan Gosling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it?
And Rachel McAdams, is it?
I don't know, I just knew it was Ryan Gosling.
Chuck only knows because he's got Ryan Gosling's poster on his bedroom wall.
Ceiling.
When he gets in bed at night. Good night, Ryan.
Night, Ryan.
Ryan, Ryan. This is mainly going to be going to Luke, not you guys. Did you watch that Eddie Hall, the Beast, 20-minute
documentary?
500,000 subscribers to his channel.
Yeah, yeah, 500,000 subscribers.
And he revealed more into his... go on, give it a show. You're his idol. He's your idol, should I say.
Well, what do you want me to talk about?
Tell the story of what happened. I found it really interesting.
Did you know? Basically, Eddie Hall, world's strongest man, holds the world... Wait, 2017 he world's strongest man. Yeah.
I don't know why.
And he holds the world record for the half a ton deadlift, 500 kilogram. And if you're a fan of strongman... You know, look on YouTube, it's really interesting. To be fair, when I met Eddie Hall, he told me literally most of that were on it anyway.
Yeah.
What a guy, though. But, like, the mental toughness. Like, he basically said it. Did you watch the link at all?
No.
He basically said, like, to get that 500 kilogram lift, he had to see a psychologist and he had to basically envision his kids being raped and him finding them what they do to the man. He says, when I'm pulling that lift up, he says, in my head, I've basically walked in a room and there's a man on top of my child and I'm pulling the guy off and fucking killing him, basically.
That's rape, bad that is.
Yeah. What it, Lee?
Fuck me.
Well, you spoiled it for me anyway.
We were taking it to the next level, though. We had to go somewhere, because, like I say,
did you watch it?
A certain level, like everybody, and it needed... And they wanted the story to come out with, what people are lifting stuff, ridiculous weights. I've heard about that before. I've seen documentaries with that before.
Well, if you remember rightly, that's what kind of inspired the what's it called now? Lou Ferrigno Incredible Hulk TV show. There were loads of research to do with that, weren't there?
Yeah.
People like lifting cars.
That TV show.
I've got them on DVD.
Yeah, I had them, didn't I? Do you remember us watching them when we used to work at...
Oh, nice. When we watch them.
And that bit where... he's wrestling that bear in that lake, but you can clearly see the green paints come off him and he throws the bear, but it's a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Worst acting. Oh, great, though. We had some good times watching that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
The whole
But
TV
there's loads
series.
Of like old films. Like, I watched Airwolf the other day, and Knight Rider the other day.
Yeah, I watched it because there was someone shared something on social media about Airwolf. Was it 30 years or something since it aired?
Something like that.
33 years.
But yeah, it was on the other day, so I went on YouTube and I watched some Airwolf the other day. It's just the theme tune that gets
But it's just, it's when you watch the scenes, they'll just basically replay the same action shots in every episode.
Back in day when you watched it, you don't watch it. But you watch it again now, it's that same missile following the same trail, following it in the same mountain. And it's exactly the same.
Knight Rider was the same as well.
Knight Rider.
Yeah.
And what else were they?
Oh, 18.
Yeah, some of the stuff they made, like using bolts for bullets on one episode. They dismantled the van, buried it in a cave. And then, so where's this van gone? The next minute, they were stuck in case. So they, hang on, we've buried a van in here. We'll just reassemble it in like an hour. But that theme tune
come on.
And they always light a gas acetylene torch.
Yeah, they've
got a roller barrel with a fork.
Oxy-acetylene burner. They always find one somewhere, don't they?
Now, Chuck, I want to ask you a serious question here.
Oh, okay.
When Lee sent us that video through, a Tyson Fury getting knocked down...
Mate, that was quality.
And they went Rocky montage over it. He went, get up, you son
of a bitch. I
watched
it at first without sound because I thought it were going to be sex noises.
Yeah.
One of them
I don't send
videos.
You them no more because you don't like them.
No, I don't like them. It's childish and everyone does it. Who's listening? It's fucking childish. Grow up.
What? Tap, tap, tap.
Tap, tap, die.
No, you know when someone sends a video and then it's when you're like,
yeah, because I get caught with him every time in like stupid places like hospitals and
my
mum's.
Yeah, that's what's funny about him.
So, did you watch
it? I got one. I got a lad that we know at a funeral with that. It was at a funeral and he played it.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm quite proud of that, actually.
Well, that you ruined a funeral. Well,
yep.
It's the whole Tyson Fury bit got me to start with because I watched the fight and. It's just the man in it, Tyson Fury. Over the last couple of years, I love him, and then I saw like Adrian come on. I was like, no, and then I saw Mickey. He goes one more round, and then it's like, get up, you son of a bitch, because Mickey loves you. Okay, you know that bit gets it. Did we watch it?
We watched it on Nice, and he cried.
I did. I think I did cry. Yeah. I watched Rocky IV release the other night. And it's just, and she's like, you know every word, and it's just, I make the same noises to the bit, the same as Lee, that sit up, where he holds his body horizontal, then lowers himself back down, and then rocks.
Yeah.
And
he did that.
And then twisted my rock
I got out of bed, and then she went up my head, and I went, Rago! I did it! And then she went, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I don't know.
See, I get genuinely upset when Adrian goes, you can't do it, Rock! You can't win! And I'm like, wow.
I called her a swag. she says it's coming up because I kept doing it. She says, mine are Luke's favourite bits. And I went, you can't do it, Rob. You can't win. And I went, you fucking slag.
It's when he gets in Carla, isn't it?
Dun, dun, no easy dun, way out. Dun, dun,
there's no easy
But it's
way
the
out.
Full song, isn't it?
Yeah, all the way through. You know, if they put that in a film now, like a full 3.5 minutes, it won't work.
No.
Rocky's driving, it's showing you everything. Clubber line knocking, drag, everything.
I had a bit of a debate with her. That's a great montage, but then I sort of agreed with it. Better montage in a film than that.
What?
Scarface. Is it Push It To The Limit?
See, I haven't watched that in ages. I'm going to have to rewatch that.
Push It To The Limit, that song, you know, where he's like, finally made it big, Tony Montana.
Yeah.
And he's walking around with more than all, see, and they just, every all money's coming in and push it to the limit. That montage is a full song. I think Scarface is better.
I tell you what, I watched a film the other day. I can't remember what it was called. Now I can't believe I've let me send down like this.
Peppa Pig.
No, Denzel Washington, where he becomes that mob boss.
I'm going to say Equalizer.
Like, no. It's like set back years ago, like in 70s and that lot. And what's it called now? And he's basically just walking down the street and some bloke owes him money. He's like, oh, I'll pay you later. And he just shoots him straight in the head in the middle of the street.
Citizen somebody?
No, I don't know.
What does it become? Sort of like...
Like a mob boss. I can't remember what it's called now. It's Denzel Washington, and he is an amazing actor.
Is it American Gangster?
American Gangster, yeah. Russell Crowe was copping it. It was after it.
Yeah, I'm not being funny.
Yeah.
Did not like him as the Equalizer. Didn't like it.
Oh, fucking hell, Lee. That's a great film.
Edward Woodward worked best on... Remember that on TV? Edward Woodward, The Equalizer. It used to be, I think, every Sunday. And
you
it
just
was
mentioned
brilliant.
Edward Woodward's name, and it's reminded me of that cunt who was in charge at Man United. And I'm glad they ransacked his house.
You fucking...
Wow! So anyway...
I'm not really, but I am.
No, it's like... No, but it's like, you know, when they cast people for the fame, even though they're not... It does a decent job at it. But it's not what I'd pick.
Have you ever watched Denzel Washington, Man on Fire?
I've watched all his films.
With Dakota Fanning, where she's a little girl and she gets kidnapped by a cartel.
Yep.
That's a great film.
Yeah, it's proper good. Especially but it's like, listen, I don't know if anyone's ever read the books. Lee Child wrote Jack Reacher.
Yes.
Now, Jack Reacher, technically, is that all of you guys?
6'2".
6'2". Might be a 6'7", Jack Reacher. And how wide are you? About 3 foot? Yes, Gaz is a big unit. Basically, is I'm going to say it is a massive Hagrid. Gaz would suit being Gaz would suit being Jack Reacher purely for fact because he's an ex MP. Jack Reacher. And is an age man, white pepper like dye. So what do you know? So this guy in the books, and it's amazing books, where there's a massive mountain of a man, old aging. So what do they do? Tom bloody Cruise, 4 foot Tom Cruise, in heels, because of who he is.
Yeah, but he played it well.
Played it well, and they made some brilliant fight scenes. That reverse elbow were mint.
He's a great actor, Tom Cruise.
But he does all his own stunts, no. But I'm not knocking him. Like him. Top Gun 2 comes out.
Did you not see it when he broke his ankle at Mission Impossible?
Yeah,
yes.
That was sick, that one.
Good. And he carried on.
I'm glad he did.
Why do you like Tom Cruise?
Because it's Scientology, and I watched that Louis Theroux documentary about Scientology.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, you
when I went to New York, I were only 18 at the time, and there was a Scientology church there, and I knew very little about it. I didn't know much about it, and I kind of went and had a look around there, and they're very, very persistent, very persistent. But they take a portion of your wage, and lot, don't they?
Yeah, they take something like five.
I think it's more than five.
Is it?
It's a lot.
Oh, well, there's a couple of documentaries about that. Tom Cruise actually did a documentary about
certain levels, didn't they? You had to pay so much to get levels.
That Louis Theroux documentary, Luke's seen it.
I think I've seen that.
But they made a counter documentary about him, didn't they? Like,
yeah, because they were following him.
Yeah.
But there was he went to that compound, and they were like following him and filming him. But they were like right in his face, weren't they? And there was one part of the part of like Scientology.
Let's not offend them because I don't want them comes after
me. No. We're not offending. There's one part of it where they're like, really shouting in the face to almost like goad them, isn't they? Like, is that like level two or I don't really believe in anything. I'd like to think there was something after death.
No, but you know,
Scientology,
when you think like Christianity, Muslim, Buddhism, Judaism, anything like that, you know, their religions are like hundreds, thousands of years old. Scientology was a fucking sci fi book, poorly written. In fucking 70s or whatever it was.
I'm just not a religious
person. Luke, stop offending him now, fuck's sake.
I'm not offended him.
I'm not religious, one little bit.
I say I'm not religious, but when my other half were giving birth to my three kids, I prayed like fuck. I really did. And because the first two were traumatic fucking labours. Third one weren't bad. But I prayed like fuck that everything were going to be alright. And then we went to Rome last year, and I was so moved in Vatican. It amazing.
Not just like religiously, just Rome itself.
In general, yeah.
Did you get that, like, it were like €12, and it took you to every like, it was like the number 11 bus or something. There were blue buses and red buses.
Pink, you were pink.
All right, so like, it was a while ago when I went, 2010.
Yeah, fucking hell, yeah.
Went out to Rome.
9 years.
And,
you went last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
The hottest place, they're having a heat wave, and me being like albino, it was 44, but I'd already been on the holiday, like on the cruise round Med, for about 8 days, so I'd got a bit of a tan. I was a couple of shades up from snow. just getting on that open top bus, and we went to Trevi Fountain first.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. And then.
Did you toss a coin in as well?
Photo of it. Is it left hand, right shoulder?
Something like that,
yeah. Did that, it was packed to then. But Rome, and got on that bus and. Rome. And getting to see, you could see Colosseum, and I almost like got choked up just because. Yeah. I think just because of the film Gladiator.
Yeah. The history behind it as well.
Why are you not entertained?
got in there and just.
Did you go in as
death,
well?
Yeah.
Did you go like down? As
yeah.
Well?
Yeah.
And they doing work to that at the moment.
Yeah.
They took all the floor up, haven't they?
Yeah.
And I like the Roman Forum as well. But Vatican. You have to cover your shoulders and your knees up. I had like quite, like my knees out, and they're like, no, you've got to cover
your
shoulders.
Yeah, see, it was warm when we went, and you know me, I'd wear shorts all year round. And I said to Verity, I said, I don't think I'm going to risk it, you know. So I wore some joggers and a t-shirt, and. We were quite lucky I did, because it pissed it down then when we were inside.
I couldn't go back again. I just find it so corrupt, it's unreal.
I just find it. Obviously, I'd hate to be a child under 10 year old in Vatican.
Wow.
But, I would, but the artwork that is there, and the multicultural, how many different people from different walks of life and places in the world that are there. The only thing that did surprise me about Rome, two things, is away from your main attractions, it's a shithole. There's, but I think most city centres are, and the amount of homeless people that were there. But again, I'm not surprised that they were there, because it's a major tourist attraction, so they're going to get loads of people giving them money.
I had this woman like she was like, you know, typical Italian hands like that.
Yeah.
Well, you can't see everyone, but you know what Italian hands are.
They're
going to reel like emojis, isn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Saw that, Italian hands. But like at my feet, and then throwing herself at my feet and wrapped her arms round my legs. And I thought, do I kick her off? She was quite old.
Scream rape.
Like, no, but then she had a child with her. But then like, a policeman saw it and he spoke to me, and he's like, do not give them anything, they're richer than you.
Wow.
Yeah.
So all, they all reckon they all done with mafia, don't they? They all set up with pimps.
I got on this bus, you know that like bus what me and Luke ran out, I got on this bus, and the bus driver bloke, I'm not gay or anything, I don't begrudge any gays, but he were proper good looking youth, aviators on, toothpick in mouth, and there was a woman, bus conductor, and she were like Angelina Jolie. I were like, fucking hell, where am I? I bet they think I'm like a troll. Who's this ginger mongier?
I bought some rosemary beads as well from inside.
Did yours smell like they've been blessed, like incensed? I've got some somewhere.
To be fair.
No, but yeah, they've like blessed, they just smell like.
I bought it from a nun in there as well. I were amazed because I was like, bought something from a nun.
Yeah.
My grandma had some hung up on a wall when she died. My auntie wrapped around my grandma's hands before she took coffin lid, so she got buried with the cross.
Oh.
And then my mum and my sisters went to her, because they always had a word with my grandma to let them know if it's true or not about afterlife. But she went and says, you're waiting for a word off me, aren't you, off your mum? And they all smirked. She says, you'll never get that word. They can't give you fact. But there's something a bit confusing now. And none of them mentioned this fact. And this, she says, but some, I don't understand why she's holding out this cross that's wrapped around her arms. And it will like, instantly just get them clarification and fact.
Yeah.
No, none of them, you know how you do, you go in there, you never try and give them anything.
No.
Is your name Luke? Maybe. It's one of them that you try and give them nothing. But yeah, that fact come across.
See, the what they call your mediums and your psychics, it fascinates me, because obviously I've watched where Derren Brown talks about how look, they're really good at reading body language and stuff like that. But then at the same time, how the fuck would they know your grandma were buried with rosemary beads?
I believe you get some genuine, you get a lot of fakes that are out to make money.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently there's one.
I think it's only going to get easier to fake these kind of things.
Well, with modern technology.
With people buying tickets, and you can look through the Facebook and shit like that.
Yeah. See if somebody's died, they've been to a funeral. Yeah. You know, you can have thermal cameras when you mention something. You obviously your heartbeat, your blood pressure goes up, and your temp, your heart rate goes up. Yeah. So that went a film. What was that in?
It won an episode of Coronation Street. I know that. But
Vin Diesel film where he gets out of jail and straight away he goes and kills a bloke and he's got to get revenge on all of them because they were shot back at his head. No.
I just made that. I don't.
Vin Diesel film. Come on.
Be Fast and Furious 4 no. million.
He literally walks out of the jail, runs to this scrapyard.
Riddick.
No, that's in space, you know.
It's in The Rock. Snitch. Not Snitch. That one where he hardly don't talk all the way through it.
Groot.
Yeah, that will be it. I'm getting The Rock. They're both bald. Yeah, it's The Rock. Sorry.
So he killed his brother.
That's the one.
Yeah, they kill his brother. What's it called? Get it up, Chuck. Come on, Google it. It's not Snitch, but it were at the same time.
Yeah.
He hardly talks all the way through. He drives a big American muscle car, doesn't he?
Yeah, straight away runs to scrapyard, gets this car, and he just kills a bloke. Straight away, he's literally been out of prison half an hour. And he just walks up and goes, bang. The
Dwayne Johnson film.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go on his.
It's been out a bit. It's not new.
I'll tell you as soon as I see it.
I'm going to guess it.
Not a bad film, to be fair.
Yeah.
Not a bad film.
Or it's Snitch. No, it weren't. Because Snitch were his son. No, it weren't that.
There's a film
that was where something happens to his son, that one.
Okay.
It come out like roughly the same time as Snitch.
Faster.
Faster. Let's have a look at picture. I think it's Faster. Yeah.
There.
Mm-hmm. Faster. Yeah.
Faster.
That stinks.
Jesus. Is it blowing spunk birds?
Is that what it's Faster? Because that Hitman's hunting him, isn't it? The posh Hitman.
No, there is an Hitman put on him, but the Hitman doesn't know why.
Yeah.
In the end, it's like Faster. A game to him, innit?
Yeah.
And he don't realise it. Then at the end, don't he?
Because that Hitman in Faster, his missus is Liam Neeson's daughter out of Taken.
Is it?
Yeah.
I need to get to know Liam Neeson.
No, it's his daughter in Taken.
Oh.
Not his daughter in real life.
Oh, no, it's not, because I can't stand her.
Yeah,
she's a thick cow. That film, I despise that bit. She just really does me head in that film. I love the film Taken, but that bit with...
Well, it popped up on my Facebook, you know, your memories, the other day, when some religious folk come knocking on my door, and I answered the door, and I did full Liam Neeson. I just answered the door, like, I don't know why you're here, I've got no money. And I quoted the whole film to him.
Didn't say good luck at hand.
Yeah, I just went, I will find you and I'll kill you.
Did he go?
No. The young lad who was there smirked, and he went, have a good day, and walked off, because he knew I was taking piss, and old guy went, like, what's happening here? it just made me giggle. It popped up on my memories and I forgot all about it. I love taking piss out of Bible bashers. No, but when they knock on your door,
that's
like,
Jehovah's Witnesses,
come on,
isn't it?
I've had all sorts. Quakers knock on my door before. And I specifically
Quakers are walking right shy, bro.
Did it, honestly?
Oh, sorry, everyone, I've given away Luke's location.
Right, and I can remember because I flipped my lid because they were having a shit upstairs.
Fuck
and they were like banging on the door. And I says, hang on. And they banged again. I thought, fuck, it must be a parcel or something because my missus just orders parcels all the while. So I quickly wiped my arse, washed my hands, legged it downstairs, and there were a fucking Quaker there, fuming.
What were that on?
I don't know what they were wearing.
Like Quaker Oats?
No. Oh, I'm fuming.
Look at Luke roll. Is that, roll your eyes at me again, you cunt. Fucking hell. I don't know what Quakers look like. I was thinking like them. What are they? In America.
I was thinking of the guy on
Quakers.
Oh, Amish community.
Yeah, I was thinking of the one. Why are they talking?
Amish.
Why are they walking around? Look at him trying to correct you. I'll fucking kill him.
That's very weird.
You were Amish, weren't he? On what were we called? Luke Hood. What were the programme called? Go on. He were in America. That American Gods. Not American Gods. Where the boys, the bad. Where they were superheroes and they were bad. You got me into watching it.
Fucking hell, that on Netflix.
Yeah. The Boys.
The Boys.
It was like the main guy in The Boys. It were in.
I can't remember it.
It were in that TV programme where he played that copper, Luke Hood. And I'm sure it was Luke Hood. It was some at Hood. And the Amish guy, he shagged his daughter and they were fighting all the while. It were really good. One of the best TV shows I've ever watched.
They're making a second series.
They're not, because it's finished. There were about five or six seasons. I can't remember where it was.
I'm not Googling it because I ain't got a clue.
I'm sure Troy Barnes were on about it the other day.
He can fucking tweet us then, can't he?
Google it.
What do I need to type in? Because
just Google The Boys, the main guy out of that. Banshee! That's it,
fucking
Banshee.
Christ.
You remember Banshee, don't you? You watched it. You told me to watch it.
Yeah, Banshee were awesome. I can remember the main guy in Banshee.
Yeah, well, he's the guy who... Is he? He's in The Boys. He's the main guy from Boys with hair slicked back. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't you know that?
I can't remember it.
Fucking shit. One of the best TV shows.
Right, so talking about, like, fucking Netflix and Quakers or whatever, there's an episode on there. I don't know if I'm going to fucking know.
As long as you talk about Rick and Morty, because it's shit.
Don't go there.
Show me what you... Show me what you got. It's right. Fucking ace.
On us Facebook or us Twitter, interact with us here. Do you like Rick or Morty?
Rick and Morty. Yes,
not it's all. Not Rick or Morty. Rick and Morty.
That's how much I don't give a fuck about Rick and
Morty.
Just because you've got a Rick or Morty tattoo on your arm. Having cartoons.
See, because these two have watched it.
I've got Hulk on my leg.
Have you? Let's have a look.
You know I have.
Let's have a look. Show me.
I've got incredible Hulk on my leg.
I don't believe you.
You do, you know I am.
Well, anyway, I've been naked here before. I tried to get into it to watch it.
So you're interrupting me. Oh, go on then. No, go on then.
What about Rick or Morty?
No, because I was going to mention that.
Look at Gaz, his face every time I say Rick or Morty.
That programme I've been watching on Netflix, that Drug Inc.
Yeah.
And it was a Mormon community. And they're 10% of their salary. Everyone who works. He's the main dealer. He's one of the, is it LDS leaders? And he can like ordain priests. He's the highest one, and he's a fucking heroin dealer. But like, yeah,
because you need to be on heroin to follow religion.
He had one of them like Mormon hats, and he had this orange bandana with eyes cut out. I was pissing myself. He looked a right knob. Yeah. But like, he's pretty much giving himself away. They had no like voice changed or anything. Yeah. He's like, but they get fucked for that. I don't know what they do to him. Out there. Probably still kill him or fucking burn him on a stake or something. I don't know what they do.
What country they in?
They're in America. It's Utah.
America,
brother, Utah. You Todd. Fuck's sake, I had to say that. Sorry, Lee, for interrupting. I just wanted to go to that Drug Inc.
Lee
was
just going
to
back
Netflix.
Me up and say Rick and or Morty's shit, whatever it's called.
No, it's not my cup of tea. I got into it. I'm not backtracking. No, poor choice of words. I tried it for you guys. I got about four in. When they're inside a human body and it was like an amusement park.
Anatomy Park, that episode's called.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I got that, and then it just got a bit too... It's a bit twisted.
The best episode is Lawnmower Dog, where the dog... it puts, like, a helmet on him with batteries, and it can talk. It starts to talk, and they start evolving.
Seen that one.
That is the best episode, where... Like,
seen that one.
I think I watched two episodes.
He wakes the daughter up in the night, he's like, Summer, where are my testicles? He's asking where his bollocks have gone.
Yeah, but
and then Jerry walks in and says, oh, Jerry, come to rub my face in urine again. Yeah. Fucking amazing. So, see, look, Gaz gets it.
Anyway, it was just a bit too warped and weird for my taste.
I like the Amish one, I do.
Yeah.
When they go to Amish Planet.
Lee is fuming that we keep interrupting him. We're Rick and Morty quote.
It's fine.
Why don't you talk about, like, Sons of Wankany? I mean, Anarchy.
I'll fucking kill you. We're sat at Gravel now. This is the Sons of Anarchy table we're on now.
Wow.
Sat at what? What does that even mean? No one cares. No.
It means it's not your turn to talk. Sons of Anarchy is mint.
You need to get it to watch. No, I tried Rick and Morty for you.
It's about bikers who wear leather waistcoats.
It's not just a biker bike.
It's called a cut. It's not a fucking waistcoat.
It's a leather waistcoat.
It is good. You need to get it. It's good. It's got everything in it, mate.
No, because you're telling me to watch it. I won't watch it. So you just need to leave me. It's like Game of Thrones. I've watched a couple of that.
I wonder why.
Lisa tells me to watch it, so I'll watch it. Liam Gallagher shit.
What did you have on when you picked me up?
Chris Cornell.
No, you lying bastard. I had Liam Gallagher on.
I had a bit of Liam Gallagher on. I do like Liam Gallagher, I just...
No, you have been telling me to watch it before, and I'm going on a Game of Thrones tour in Iceland, so I think I don't want to embarrass myself, and I think I should watch them so I know what they're fucking on about.
It's amazing.
Just start flying around and go, ah! Like you're a dragon, and you won't embarrass yourself.
I've watched like some later ones and watched a dragon get killed.
Why would you spoil that? You need to watch them all from start.
Yeah. I'll watch them where I want to watch them.
Well, watch them in backwards then.
It's not fucking Star Wars, Chuck. You don't watch it back to front.
I don't know where I fucking want.
I'll tell you now that Night King.
You wanker. I know she dies. He kills her.
Yeah.
Jon Snow kills her.
Kills who?
What?
Daenerys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Prick. Yeah, I know, because she goes, because she like gets she all goes, that rage. So, yeah, because she like burns fucking villages and kills them all kids. See, I do know bits, and I'm just going to say, yeah, she kills kids. That's what I'm going to shout in Iceland.
So you've basically watched the last few episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm up to speed with it.
Which, on reflection, are probably like the worst episodes, ever. If I'm honest.
The last series was rushed to death.
Yeah. Well, they're still not ridiculous. Really books, yet, are they?
It were ridiculous, yeah, that ending.
It's not Mark, it's wank anyway, I'm not bothered. it's wank, I don't care about it, to be honest.
I hope Lisa is.
So what?
Just thinks, you know what? Ian coming back from Iceland. This is a one-way trip. Going to shove me in one. Drown him in lagoon.
I should have done that on a couple of cruises, but
it's hard when you're being demented, mate.
It is, mate. It is. But sure. No, I did do it for her. But you've banged on at me, Luke, about that for fucking ages.
Which one? Sons of Anarchy.
Now that I'm whipped, I've had to sort of watch it. No, Game of Thrones. But I will. Right, I will try Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, you will.
It's good. I'm not trying.
I'll be honest. It will take you a few episodes to get into it. It's not going to rock you from episode one.
That's a bit that'll bore me.
Why?
See, I
can't watch first couple. If they're boring at the start, then I won't bother.
See, I will have that with Breaking Bad.
It's not boring, but I think because I've built it up to be the best TV show in the world. Yeah. It's gonna test
you. Breaking Bad is.
Breaking Bad
took me two series to get into it.
See, I'm only on third season of that, and I've been on third season for nowhere in life, probably 3 years. I've just not. It don't bother.
Quality.
When you get into it, for the last few, it's good. But that new film they made on it,
El Camino,
it was absolute
wank.
It were like a.
It weren't even in it, were
they? And Better Call Saul. The spin-off, the first one was alright, but then it's too stupid. Yeah,
not about five seasons of that now.
Yeah, it's the first season were alright, and then it's just gone a bit fucking silly.
This is what they do with it, isn't it? They just try and bleed a show to death.
See, I've not watched the Sons of Anarchy spin-off yet. The Mayans.
Yeah. I watched the first three or four. It's got no to do with
it. It has now because Tim's in it, but
I'm watching it. I'm thinking, right, what's this in relevance to Biker Gangs? And I'm not going to spoil it for you, and on you. But it's like I stopped watching it, and for me to stop watching something, I just don't like it. I tried and really got into it and meh.
I'm still watching The Crown. I've just.
Oh, yeah. Fuck me.
Honestly. I'd rather watch that than
Star Trek.
I'm disgusted.
Oh, come on. Picard, it's mint.
No, it's wank.
You haven't watched it, so how do you know?
No, because it's wank. Because, Lee, I watched the bit of that here and it's not realistic.
No, that were. Is it Orville that you watch?
The Orville. Yeah, that's mint.
Look
at him
smiling. Yeah. No.
I'm doing as much smiling as you were about Rick or Morty.
Every time we say Rick or Morty, I look at Gaz and he dies a little inside. Yeah, so just keep saying it out loud so he fully dies. I hope I do. It's not my car.
Chuck's taking you on.
We'll be driving with no lights on again, Chuck.
It's taking me to Warsaw tonight.
I know, I want to follow you behind.
No, we're going to boom.
It's turn right, mate.
You are?
Dan Sukum and turn right.
Luke, don't bother doing. Don't listen. I've already thought about that path in a bit. I'm going to grab hold of the wheel.
Do it.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Luke will just let go and close his eyes.
I'll just drive us into Souk and Rez.
Rez?
Fishing Lake. Rez, whatever it's called.
Fucking hell. The car won't even go under. It's just disintegrating there.
Fucking hell.
Right, let's move on from TV shows because everything you've said's wank.
No, Picard is good.
No, it's not.
Because you're not watching, you can't.
Picard. Wank.
What's the new season like, Picard? Is it just called Picard?
Yeah. No, Star Trek. Star Trek Picard. And basically.
Picard.
From when you last seen Picard, it's moved on so many years.
Is that him with certain there?
Things? Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Don't call Patrick Stewart. He's amazing.
Dude, he's amazing.
Isn't he?
Charles Xavier.
No, he's not.
No, that's Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah, but he kissed him, hasn't he, on the day.
That's because they're friends. basically, a time has passed, set period, where certain things have happened, because I'm not telling you because you will watch it, and Picard wants the truth.
You know, watch Picard, don't speak to me
again. The truth has been buried.
Truth's been buried about what?
You've got to watch it. If I say any more, you'll know it's...
I think everybody's in it.
All right.
Stargate SG-1.
Yeah, that's all about Atlantis.
The film, brilliant. And the TV series, brilliant. Last one got a bit dodgy with Atlantis.
They're all shit, Stargates. Star Trek. I didn't mind Captain Kirk, I didn't mind Jean-Luc Picard, but then all others after.
Janeway.
Shocking. What were the ones? Babylon or something.
Babylon 5, a completely different show.
Yeah, the Babylon 5 nothing to do with Star.
Deep Space Nine.
Babylon 5 was actually the entire thing.
Farscape
were brilliant.
I know it's not, but they're all...
The concept of Farscape were fantastic. Babylon 5 was written completely from beginning to end before they even filmed 1 minute.
Everyone's seen that video on Instagram where that bloke cuts his own throat. That's what I want to do.
Game of knife.
Fucking hell, fire. I looked at that
because I wanted to suffer.
And it, it was 31 minutes, now we're on like 49 minutes. And we spoke about fucking
Star Trek, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and I'm going to throw something else out there. I'm not that much of a fan of X-Men either.
The
last couple I watched.
My new ringtone on my phone is the X-Men cartoon.
That's decent.
Back when X-Men I was young, younger, I'd been about between 16 and 20.
Lee, they weren't even telly.
There were a show, they were a cartoon, weren't they?
Just rock.
And X-Men. That was the proper cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had a
Punch and Judy.
I had a customer the other day, and he says to me, the X-Men cartoon was actually made for adults. It wasn't aimed at children. Yeah. It was made for and aimed at adults. Yeah, I loved it as a kid.
Yeah,
X-Men cartoon. And for me, films... Never lived up to it. Hugh Jackman as Wolverine,
loved
Hugh Jackman and Patrick Logan Stewart as Charles Xavier, but they just fucked them franchises. Hopefully,
Deadpool's
now Marvel
sort of
have got the X-Men franchise, it'll be fucking.
Deadpool's sort of like bringing it sort of through the X-Men sort of.
With the limited characters they had.
When the Great Mansion even does it on the third wall and say, wow, you think we're bigger budget, we could get a bit more of this in it.
Marvel have got them all again now, though, aren't they? See, Fantastic Four, they've never got that right in a film either.
Tell me about it.
Fucking hell, anyway.
I want a proper Hulk film.
Edward Norton was good. I like Edward Norton one.
Yes,
that's the better one.
Well, the
Hulk and Endgame, I'm sorry. That
they've confirmed this is Hulk now.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
This is Hulk now.
Oh, because he can't be raging nowadays, can he? Fucking soft wet wipes.
No, it's because he'll be identifying as a fucking kettle soon.
Non-binary.
Fucking, yeah, fucking joke.
You've got a non-binary Hulk tattooed on you, though, haven't you?
Get fucked.
Gender fluid Hulk.
I have got an Hulk tattooed on my leg, everyone.
Chuck, have you got a story for us?
A funny story?
Yeah.
I have, but it's borderline in... Maybe offensive.
You're fitting well here, then.
So we'll do the funny story, and then we can
I'm not going to read it from the script, because I've had some bad feedback saying I'm posh, I die, everyone. But a man in Texas...
Their comments have not bothered Chuck.
Not bothered me at all. Fucking hell, I'm not going to say what I'm going to say then.
Not because you're standing
here. Yeah. a man in Texas is admitted to kidnapping 79 people and anally probing them. He disguised as an alien. Look, and if we were filming, I'm just going to show the lads. Look at his fucking... He looks a bit alien-like, doesn't he?
What's that, Quark?
Yeah, look at his fucking ears.
Oh, don't.
Sure up,
you're going to get on to all this.
So, 73-year-old Arnold White, he was arrested after a joint investigation led by Federal Bureau, FBI. Quark. Luke farted then.
Quark.
Weak. He originally interrogated for four crimes committed in the 90s. He's a retired trucker. Confessed to 79 kidnappings across California, Nevada, New Mexico and Texas over a period of 40 years. He confessed to using a mix of LSD and PCP. I watched a documentary on PCP. That is frightening. Frightening. We'll get onto that another time. He did that to subdue his victims before carrying them into his side of his truck to assault them. He did it in order to confuse them. FBI agents... accused him of inflicting pain to his victims, which was extremely disturbing. And someone's quoted, he would insert fingers and objects into various body cavities. He created his own toys designed to look like alien tools. So he did this to think that they'd been abducted by aliens so he'd never get caught. And he did this for 40 years.
40
to 79 people. Yeah, he's done all right, isn't he?
Catch on, isn't
he? He's going to be on Next Load of X-Files, I tell you.
So he chose his victims that were, like, gullible, fall into his traps. They'd have been, I think they were, like, hitchhikers, or, you know, like, people, they were, like, visiting, you know, like, around Roswell, Roswell and Area 51. They were visiting, and he'd, like, pretend you're an alien, and they'd fucking believe him. Wow. So he'd lure them back to his thingy and all drugs, and then just fucking interfere with him. So yeah, that
did
is.
You pick some tips up there, Gaz.
I did.
Good man.
That's Arnold White.
Name drop.
Man, yeah. Like Arnold. What should I say? Alien like Arnold.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely alien looking in it. Yeah, Arnold White from Texas. What a guy. That's your funny sort of weird story for this week.
Very, very weird.
Strange. It's almost funny, but it's like, wow, but like gullible.
Creep, isn't it?
Yeah.
Americans and tourists.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right then, lads. Shall we wrap it up? We've done nearly an hour.
Yeah.
Aye.
Leave you.
What's he done? Just burnt and blew it, I
gone.
Why do you blow it, Lee? It's
I don't blow it away, I blow it behind him.
You did it to me. And it smells
I'll do it
cummy.
To you. Cummy.
It smells cummy.
I do know what cummy smells like. Oh. Nice one.
Oh, God,
there that's you go.
No, that
Chuck,
smell
that
cum.
Smells of cum.
Yours smells cummy if you live near a school.
That you're not allowed 50 yards in there.
Yeah, but you're looking at Luke, you're Luke or me.
He looked at me when he said
yeah,
he
yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't want to breathe because in case you went off again.
Oh, right.
Oh, dear me. Don't breathe your proper death breath.
We have really gone off the fucking rails this time. It's this yeah. fucking rum.
It's quality, isn't it, though? It's £16? Between 60 and 17 quid?
70
Are you bought two bottles and all?
Yeah, well, you've got to be over 20 quid for free delivery. So I've got two bottles.
Nice. I can't call in tight now because I did buy them beers and I moaned about it. I thought, hey, what, he's repaying the favour tonight. It'd be good
well,
night.
You finish
Vienna.
Your bottle before it'll you go.
Be, we are. It'll be good night, Vienna.
Right then, guys. Thank you for listening. We've got a Facebook page now and we've got a Twitter. This is My Lad's Resort. If you can give us a like.
Comment, you bastards. It. Nobody's commenting. We want
they
some
are,
feedback.
They've commented and get chunked negative feedback.
Oh, no. Not only that. Fucking Levi.
Troy, no. Troy as well, or Kyle?
No, Troy did it to Lee because he wouldn't say it to my face, a slag. I love you,
so,
Troy, really.
Come
Troy
on.
And Kyle.
Let's have some feedback, let's have some comments, guys.
Shout out to, what's her name? Who's doing your course? Who I saw earlier.
No, I'm not shouting her out.
What's her name? What's her name? She'll
her
like it.
She'll get big at it.
No, what's her name?
Arity will get
Arity.
Big at
that's
it.
I'm going to say Arati. Arity. Yeah, it was nice to see her earlier. She's not very well. She said she wants this out as soon as. Because she will buy a bottle of wine so she can listen to it. So we're quite. She's our number one fan. Come on. So yeah.
Right then, guys. Take care. And if anybody coughs near you, especially if they're Oriental, be careful because you will probably contract coronavirus. See you later.
Ciao.